And now, Capital Chat, the Community Connection, KINY.
All right, good morning and welcome to Capital Chat. It is 8:35. We are right on time in the studio. I've got Carl and Andy from Alaska Seaplanes.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing good.
Yeah, you're not out flying on a day like this? Come on.
Well, our guys are.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not. We don't want us flying.
Oh, is that what?
Yeah, but okay. Our pilots are out flying. We've had a great couple of weeks of weather. Actually, it's been awesome.
Oh, my Lord. It's been beautiful and not uncomfortable in any way, shape, or form.
That's been
fantastic.
Great. Yeah.
You guys are here to tell us about a very intimate job fair that you're having. And I say intimate because it's Alaska Seaplanes job fair.
It's our job fair. Yeah. We every year around this time of year, we're looking for people to come in and work seasonally. But as Carl can tell you, a seasonal job can turn into a career at Alaska Seaplanes. So there's great entry-level jobs right now that we're looking to get people in the door on, to want to talk to us about maybe starting a career in aviation or maybe just a great summer job.
Okay. Now, when you say starting a career at Alaska Seaplanes, there's not just pilots and fuelers, but tell us, how many different positions are there? How many different careers are there in aviation? I mean, there's a ton.
There are. Mechanics, pilots, of course, those are the obvious ones. Customer service agents, ramp agents, cargo, baggage handlers,
dispatch. That's a way that people, if you were to come in and get an entry level job with us and work the ramp for a season, you would have a real leg up on figuring out how planes come and go and dispatch. You could get trained in to dispatch potentially. And that's a way that if you're really fascinated in aviation but aren't a pilot or don't really want to go down the road of being a pilot, you can be intimately involved in it and be a dispatcher. So there's all kinds of incredible avenues of careers that can start with being a customer service agent or a ramp agent or working at the cargo building.
What's the difference between a ramp agent and a cargo agent?
Cargo agent would be the customer facing, accepting the freight.
Okay, all right.
Getting it ready to be where it's destined for. A ramp agent is the one that takes it from the cargo facility to the airplane. They load and unload baggage from airplanes, help the pilots with that. It's lots of different departments, but they need to work together
to get
the job done, to improve the customers, give them the best experience possible.
Yeah, it's a lot of hybrids too. You know, a lot of what the cargo guys do end up being ramp work because they're moving packages around and need to get a package out to a plane, that sort of stuff. And same with customer service agents, same with pilots for that matter. There's lots of moving of freight, baggage, and passengers, and making sure people are getting on their way and that everything's on the right plane.
A lot of moving parts in this industry, and it all has to be well oiled. A strong, solid team. Again, it is a job fair that is tomorrow from 10 till 2 at the new cargo building.
Yeah, the bright, shiny new cargo building that's right adjacent to the terminal at the airport. So just park at the airport parking and come on in. We'll have a bunch of people that are ready to talk to you about a variety of different entry-level positions that we have, whether it's customer service agents, ramps, cargo agents, or other ideas as well. And maybe you just want to find out more about what it takes to get into the aviation business in some different way. We've got lots of people that want to talk to you about
it. So I'm wondering, how does a guy who's worked in radio for so many years make the leap to aviation like you did?
There you go. I know.
How did that work
out? I don't know, man. I'm still wondering how that happened. Well, I mean, that's another area, all the administrative stuff that happens and runs a company and keeps the company going. I work in marketing, and there's those jobs are out there too. And, you know, we're excited because we're a constantly growing business.
Right.
The marketing position at Alaska Seaplanes wasn't there before I got there. So that's a whole new department that we're burgeoning, forward with. So Yeah, it's just, I'd say that like the thing that's really cool too about this job fair and coming in and talking to our people is just that you'll get an idea about how exciting of an industry it is. And,
right.
you know, it's the lifeblood of Southeast Alaska. You were just talking to Jamie up in Skagway, yeah. right? I mean, that's great. And man, I was thinking, wow, Skagway sounds like a lot of fun this weekend. All right, hop on a plane.
Let's
you
go.
Know, we've got tickets. Get up there and go to Skagway, right? It's an easy way to get up there, convenient, fast, and beautiful. It'll be beautiful weather for flying.
Yes, it yeah. would. And I bet you know a guy that could get us there.
I know a guy.
All right. I know this guy. So, again, this is going to be tomorrow from 10 to 2 at the new cargo building adjacent from the main terminal over there. And it is a very, very Alaska Seaplanes specific job fair. So, go visit with Alaska Seaplanes. Now, if they can't make it tomorrow, how can they find you? Can they find you online?
Yeah, online. There's a, excuse me, through our website, flyalaskaseaplanes.com. There's a tab for career opportunities. It lists job openings and ways to get in touch with us and okay. apply for these jobs.
Okay. Is there a phone number that somebody can give you a shout at?
Yeah, 789-3331 is our main number, and you can call that anytime and just say, I'm interested in talking to HR, interested in talking about careers, and we'll connect you right there. And an email address is just hr@flyalaskaseaplanes.com. So if you've got any questions or want to forward a resume or ask any questions, that's a great place to forward an email to. If you're interested in the job fair tomorrow, if you've got a resume, bring it. If you don't worry about it. We'll talk to you. We'll spend a good amount of time with each person that comes and talk to them about different options and different opportunities.
Excellent. Excellent. So this is a pretty cool deal. A lot of folks around here have wanted to get into aviation, but don't really know what the steps are. I mean, there's a lot of schools down south that say, hey, you know, come fly, learn how to fly here and get into aviation. But that's not always how it works. I mean, sometimes, like you said, dispatch or cargo agent or ramp agent, some of those are great careers.
Yeah, we got a ramp agent that was working out of Sitka that just got his pilot license, that's going down the road of getting a commercial pilot license. That's Logan who was working there. I mean, there's all these great examples of people that just want to be close to the industry, and you learn as you're close. Yeah. You'll learn about all the different models of airplanes. You'll learn about float planes versus amphibs versus wheeled planes, all that stuff. You'll just start soaking in.
That's
and
awesome.
That's a great first step to then saying, hey, maybe I am interested in dispatch or being a pilot or some other, or mechanic or some other great career. And that's the thing about it. These careers that can get developed, they're great careers.
Yes,
they're great. They're lucrative, great careers. You can set hours. You can, there's all kinds of cool stuff to do in the aviation world.
Right, right. Yeah. Carl, how long you been in this industry?
About 35 years.
I am one
of those people that started a summer job back in 1989. And at that point, I didn't know I was interested in aviation. But as I was around, started as a customer service agent, and then dispatched, and just kind of kept progressing in my responsibilities. It's in my blood. I did leave for a year back after about 20 years, and that's about as long as I could be away.
You got bit by the bug, didn't you?
Yeah, it's got a sickness, yes.
All right.
No, it's cool. It's such a good story. You know, you just realize that, like, going from a customer service agent, Carl's now the general manager of Seaplanes and has his finger in a lot of different parts of the operation. And the experience that I'm sure you would agree, this experience you got as a customer service agent,
it's just
dispatch, it feeds into everything you do every day.
It does, yep. And I'm not the only example of that at Seaplanes. There's a number of employees that started a summer job 25, 30 years ago and are employed with us. So it's an amazing group of people.
Excellent. And the reason that it is so successful as a business and as an industry is because of people like you who have started at that level and have done it all and understand how it all is supposed to work versus how they think it's supposed to work.
And,
so you know how it works. It's not always the same as other industries. So
Especially not in Southeast Alaska. It's a unique place to run
an different
airline.
Animal,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's
different
right.
animal, that's for right. sure. That is Alaska Seaplanes. They are having their job fair tomorrow from 10 till 2. It's going to be at the new cargo building right adjacent to the airport. If you'd like to get more information, give them a call, 789-3331. I see another number on there. Also, you can see them online at flyalaskaseaplanes.com. That's flyalaskaseaplanes.com. Thank you guys for joining us for Capital Chat.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And we've got more Capital Chat coming your way. Keep your ears right here.
More Capital Chat next. KINY.
Hello.
And now in a jiff. Visit them today at the Nugget Mall Annex.
Back to Capital Chat. KINY.
All right, welcome back to Capital Chat. It is 8:49 in the studio. Stacy Ju from Juneau School Districts. And Stacy, you're here to tell us about registration for kindergarten.
I sure am. Yeah, my name is Stacy, and I'm the principal at Psych Gastineau over in Douglas, and here to promote the kindergarten registration, which is next week.
Okay. And where is that going to be exactly?
So kindergarten registration is at your local elementary school. So it's at all the different 6 local elementary schools from 1 to 5 on Thursday, April 25th.
Okay, so that's this coming Thursday, and again, 1 till 5 p.m. And now, how do folks get their kids registered? Do they have to go in physically?
Yep, they sure do. So we have registration packets that are available when you arrive at the school. If you want to be efficient, you can also download one off of our website at junoschools.org and bring the registration paperwork, a copy of the birth certificate, and vaccination records.
Oh, vaccination records. That's something that I forgot. Yeah. It's been a long time since
been a bit since you were in kindergarten.
Yeah, well, been a bit since my kids were too.
So, gotcha. I hear you.
Yeah, I forget about that kind of a thing. So again, got to have those vaccinations forms.
Yeah, and if you don't have the vaccination records, we do have a way to get permission to look it up in the state VacTrack system. But for sure, you have to have a copy of your child's birth certificate and the registration paperwork. And again, you can download it and fill it out prior to coming, or we'll have plenty of packets at the schools when you come to register, and you can get a school tour so you can see where your child's going to go to school, get a tour of the kindergarten classrooms, and just get a peek for what kindergarten might look like for your child.
Okay. Now, if somebody needs more information on this as to what they need to do and when they need to do it, can they find this information online?
Yes, you can find it at junoschools.org. You can also call the central office or any of the local schools,
okay,
and get the information from whoever answers the phone.
Okay. Again, this is just registration for kindergarten.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, registration for kindergarten, and it actually opens next week on Thursday, and then it's ongoing all the way up till school starts in August and beyond. If you have a student who you want to register for next year who's not a kindergartner, that's just open and rolling throughout the year. On any given day, someone can come in and register their child, and we figure out how to fit them into a classroom and get them started as soon as possible.
Oh, excellent. And what are the birth date cutoffs for kindergarten now?
You have to be 5 by September 1st.
5 by September 1st.
You got it.
Okay. Otherwise, they are in preschool.
Yep. Otherwise, you remain in preschool or at home or wherever your child goes prior to school, but you have to be 5 by September 1st.
Okay. Again, want to emphasize it is registration for kindergarten coming up on Thursday, April 25th, 1 till 5 p.m. at your neighborhood elementary school. And if you need more information, you can go online to junoschools.org and get all the details. And now, Stacy, you're a principal.
I am a principal.
How long have you been doing that?
This is my 4th year as a principal. Prior to that, I worked in the school district overseeing special education.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So you've been a teacher for some time.
Yes. Longer than I care to admit, but
Well, thanks for what you do.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I mean, that's incredible. I think teachers need more recognition, number one. And more money, number two.
Thank you. I would agree with both those statements.
I bet you would. I think what you do is fantastic, and we need to bolster our education system. We need to boost that up and support it firmly. Again, our kindergartners need to be registered, and that starts on Thursday, the 25th, and it goes all the way to August.
Yep. Anytime you want to come in. to register your child. If it's the summer months, like mid-June to August 1st, there's no one in the schools, but you can all always drop it off or mail it in. But okay. We are in schools. The last day of school is in May, but the offices are open until June 15th. All the local school offices are open until June 15th.
Oh, okay. So there's somebody there all the time. Okay.
Yep.
Excellent. Now, you can go to junoschools.org to get all the details, or if you absolutely have to call, 523-1700, we'll get to the Juno School District office, and they can point you in the right direction there. Stacy, thanks for what you do. Thanks for bringing this to us, and let's get an update when we know, because there is a number that's expected to get registered, and we want to keep track of those numbers.
Yep, we sure do. Each school has a projected enrollment, and we really hope to hit those numbers and even go beyond. We have a really great community that supports education, and we just can't wait to meet all of our incoming kindergartners and future graduates.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. It was great to be here.
That's Stacy Joof, and again, kindergarten registration starts on Thursday, the 25th, from 1 till 5, goes all the way to August. Get your kids registered. This is KINY, and that's going to do it for Capital Chat today.
Every weekday morning at 8:35, the fastest community connection available. Capital Chat, KINY.